That's our ring time for Lyman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
This is Dick Huddleston saying, howdy, everybody. Well, our two friends' first day in the bakery business didn't go so well. With all the trouble they had getting the stove up, they didn't have time to do any baking, and they had to order some bread from one of their customers. But everything's straightened out now. Lama's been busy since 5 o'clock this morning with his baking chores, and Abner's just arriving at the Jot-'em-Down store, library, and bakery.
Well, morning, Abner.
Morning.
Well, don't look so surprised, Abner. It's just me.
Yeah, what in the world are you doing down here this early?
What do you mean this early? I've been here since 5 o'clock this morning.
5 o'clock? Doggies, Lum, you ain't got that insomnia back again, have you?
Insomnia? Of course not. I just have to get down early in the morning to do the baking for the bakery. That's the way all important chefs does.
Well, I do. 5 o'clock? Ain't it awful lonesome down here that time of the day?
No, I was so busy mixing up bread and stuff, I never noticed it. Besides, Grandpap showed up about 5:30.
5:30? Oh, that's the earliest he's made it yet. Look at him, sitting over there studying that almanac like his life depended on it.
Yeah, he said he had to get in a couple of extra hours on the almanac this morning because he had to knock off early this afternoon and take Aunt Charity to some committee meeting at the church.
Because he acts like somebody'd hired him to lead that thing. Morning, Grandpap.
Huh?
I said good morning to you, Grandpap.
Oh, hello, Abner. Glad to see you. Hey, just in time.
Just in time? For what?
Listen to this. The lifespan of the rhinoceros is 40 to 50 years.
The rhinoceros?
Yes, sir. According to the almanac.
Well, I don't care how old a rhinoceros gets, Grandpap. He can get 150-year-old if he wants to.
150? No, you're wrong there, Abner. That's the elephant. The elephant has a lifespan of 150 to 200 years. Yeah, see, you just got them mixed up there, Abner.
I never got them mixed up.
Yeah, yes, you did. According to the almanac, the rhinoceros is only about, 40 to 50 years.
Yeah, well, he just happens to be younger than the elephant, that's all. Give him time, he'll get as old as the elephant. Does it say in there how old a rhinoceros' papa is?
Abner, don't encourage him now. If I hear Grandpap say, according to the almanac, once more, I'm going to start raving mad crazy.
Well, Long, he said that the
rhinoceros... I don't care what he said. Come over here and try this new bread I baked this morning. It's a new extra special kind.
Oh, bread, huh? Oh, Long, I ain't hungry. Honest, I ain't. I just had a big breakfast. Awful big breakfast. More likely won't be able to eat nothing all during a whole day.
Now, quit stalling around, Abner, and taste this bread. You'll enjoy something wonderful. It's prune bread.
Yeah, well... Prune bread.
Yes, sir. Prune bread, a la Eddard's.
Uh-oh.
I got the idea from one of Antoine's recipes. He had raisin bread a la Antoine, but I wanted something bigger than raisins, so I put in prunes.
I'd like to try it the worst way, but, well, sir, prune bread is one thing I never liked.
Well.
Even as a young'un, I never liked it. Besides, I ain't never heard of it before.
Of course you ain't. That's why I'm making it. I'll never get to be a famous chief making stuff that folks is already heard of.
No, but don't forget you got to make stuff so folks can eat too long.
Abner, I don't like such remarks as that. This prune bread is the best thing I've baked so far. Now, come on, try it.
Only the second thing that you have baked. I don't even know yet what that was you cooked up last night.
Well, this is a big improvement. Now, come on, try it.
No, sir, I ain't gonna do it.
You're not?
No.
Fine partner you turned out to be. Here I get up in the middle of the night to come down to the store here and slave over a hot oven so as we can have a bakery, and you won't even taste the stuff.
Mom, I'll get down here in the middle of the night, clean the stove, polish it, sweep out the bakery, and deliver the bread. But you'll have to get somebody else to be the fellow that tries to eat that junk.
Fine cooperation I get around here.
Mom, I tried eating the stuff you made last night, and I couldn't hardly get to sleep.
Sassy Fred.
It's the truth.
Sassy Fred.
Call up my woman, Elizabeth.
All right. Just forget it. We'll close up the bakery. Can't run one if we ain't got men to do the job.
Hey, wait a minute. I know what we can do. Have Grandpap try.
Grandpap?
Sure. Maybe it'll get him out of the library.
No, I'm afraid Grandpap's too old and frail to take a chance on eating this. Or that is, well, Grandpap ain't a partner in the bakery, so that lets him out.
Hey, Grandpap, you want some prune bread?
How's that, Abner?
Would you like to eat some bread with prunes in it?
Prunes?
Yeah.
Just a minute, I'll look that up for you. Let's see here. Prunes.
Well, answer my question, would you?
Here we are. 195,000 tons of prunes was produced in the United States in 1932. Now, 1934, they were...
I never asked you how many prunes are growed. I asked you if you want some bread.
Bread? Oh, well, wait a minute. Bread. No, it don't say, Abner. I can give you the figures on buckwheat, though.
Never mind, Abner. Just tell me if you want to eat some bread.
For goodness sakes, Abner, stop hollering at Grandpap. He can't get his mind off of that book, no way. Now here, just eat a little of this prune bread.
Why don't you eat it?
Huh?
I'll eat half of it if you'll eat the other half.
I would, Abner, but, well, a chief can't sample his own bacon. It's against the rules, I think.
What rules?
Why, the, Abner, you just going to stand there and argue with me all day?
You're just a fair deed. That's the whole trouble with you.
Who's a fair?
You are.
I'll show you who's a fair. Here, I'll divide this half in two and we both eat it.
Well, wait a minute. Now, don't keep such a little piece for yourself, Earl.
I'm just being polite, that's all.
Oh, me.
Now, hitch up and eat that. Sort of different tasting, ain't it?
It's different than anything I ever had, I can tell you that. You sure this is the right way to make prune bread?
Of course it is, according to the almanac, the cookbook. Granny, Grandpa's got me saying it now.
Well, this tastes sort of like gasoline to me, or kerosene or something.
Yeah, it does, sort of, don't it? That couldn't be, though. I ain't dumb enough to put coal oil in bread, though.
Well, it sure does. Oh, my tooth. It's raw. What you got in there, rocks?
Of course not. Nothing in there except prunes.
Oh, no, Miss. Well, it felt like I'd been into a rock there. Look here. What's this?
Let's see that.
Look at that.
Hmm.
And your bread, too.
And as I can see now, I ought to took the pits out of them prunes before I put them in the bread.
Is that what you done? Left the pits in them?
Well, just a little, mister.
Oh, my poor Joe.
Just never entered my mind. I was working so fast, I just never taken time to think about it.
Only you're going to ruin my teeth. That's what you're going to do.
Well, after this, when you come to a prune, you better just sort of eat around it.
I don't believe I'll eat any more of this stuff. I'm getting kind of full, I think.
Oh, that little bitty bread you had. Don't be silly.
Well, it's awful filling. How do you feel?
How do I feel?
Yeah, you sort of feel funny, like kind of jumpy in the stomach.
You mean sort of a dizzy feeling in the head, spots in front of your eyes?
Yeah. Is that how you feel, too?
Of course not. I feel good. Finish up your bread there, and you can help me stir up a big batch of this stuff.
You're going to make more of this?
Well, sure. Better have enough to meet the demand. Might put on a big sale to get it started good.
You're going to actually sell it?
Of course. It's delicious. You get a fire going in the stove, and I'll go back in the feed room and mix up the dough.
Yeah, all right.
Wait a minute. There's my measuring can. I'll need that.
Your measuring can? You been using that for your cooking?
Yeah, sure. The cookbook said you get way yonder better results if you measure everything out.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Oh, nothing.
Get the fire going. I'll have the dough ready pretty quick now.
Oh, thanks. Grandpap, can you die from eating coal oil?
How's that, Abner?
Dogas, I just found out that the can Long's been using to measure out stuff for his cooking is the same one I've been using to measure out coal oil with.
Would you come over that again, Abner? I was busy eating here.
Yeah, never mind, Grandpap. All I know is I've got to go home. I'm sick as a horse.
Sick?
Yeah, I tried to tell him that bread tasted like coal oil. He made me eat it anyway. They had a batch of it himself. He's a dead blame proud of his cooking. He wouldn't admit it if the stuff tasted like rat poison.
Yeah, I just reading here, Abner. According to the almanac, the birth rate in Crawford Notch, New Hampshire, in 1932.
I ain't interested in that. Just tell him that. Well, just tell him I got sick and had to go home. I don't care what he thinks.
I'll tell him then. But before you go, let me tell you that in Crawford Notch.
Yeah, tell it to him, Grandpap. I'll see you tomorrow. I hope.
So long. Hey, Lum. Lum, come out here a second. I got something to tell you. Yeah.
What is it, Grandpap? What is it?
Yes, sir. Abner had to leave, but he wanted me to tell you in Crawford Notch, New Hampshire.
Wait a minute. Did you say Abner left?
Yeah, he claimed he was sick.
You mean he went home? He ain't coming back today?
I reckon not.
Well, look, Grandpap, as long as you're sitting around here, I wonder if you'd watch the store. I believe I better go home myself and lay down for a while.
Lay down? You sick too, huh?
Well, sorter, but if Abner comes back or calls up, just tell him I had to go into the county seat on business. Next time, I believe I'll use a different brand of prunes. Them things sure taste an awful lot like coal oil.